This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Nobody's gonna want to hear this, but what was anyone expecting under those circumstances? Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into hockey and or baseball, I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. The Steelers lost to the Chargers last night by an incredible score of 41-37. They roared back from 17 points down for what would have been the greatest comeback in the history of the Steelers. And they ended up losing it on a big play in which a bunch of backups were on the field, guys who had absolutely no business participating in an NFL game in anything other than a special teams role, and they fell short. And then they got the ball back. And Joe Haig, who has really in ways been a godsend because of his versatility, being able to play both tackle positions and then slide inside to guard, and guard was the least of his positions, and he has to go to guard because Kevin Dotson gets put on the IR, and he gets totally cleaned by Joey Bosa. Ben gets sacked twice, and it's game over. And you're looking to get mad at somebody, and you're looking to get, you know, disappointed and embittered and angry and fire this person and get rid of that guy. And, oh, by the way, Devin Bush stinks, which he does. But really, that's not what that was about. That game was about an unbelievable, unimaginable, huge performance by Cam Hayward, Deontay Johnson, and a handful of other guys to somehow stay in that. I'm not letting anyone off the hook, and I'm not going to give a break to either coordinator, because it's Mike Tomlin himself who says that, you know, standard is the standard, and these guys, even though nobody actually believes that, that's their own bar, and they obviously fell miles short of it, and there absolutely were schematic things that could have been done better offensively from the imagination standpoint, defensively spying on Justin Herbert, not allowing him to run like crazy. That's all there. If you want to find something, you will. But if you want to look at it from the standpoint that they were this close to pulling off the greatest rally in franchise history, and apparently, very apparently, never gave even a cursory thought to quitting? Look, I'm not going to be that guy for you today. I'm not going to be that guy who you're mad about something. You're going to come here and you're going to expect some kind of this and that and get rid of this guy and whatever else. I can't. Not after that. Not after that. Maybe from a broader standpoint, maybe a body of work. Maybe if you want to go really macro and talk about, you know, what went into putting together this offensive line in the first place and why did they let Matt Filer get away when even Cam Hayward said publicly last week that he sure wished they would have found a way to keep Filer. Those are legit topics. Those are legitimate points of criticism. This portion of Daily Shot of Steelers is brought to you by Point Park University. Choose from nearly 100 career-focused programs leading to bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees. Choose when and how you prefer to do that studying, whether it's at Point Park's gorgeous downtown Pittsburgh campus, whether it's online, maybe a flexible hybrid format would work best for you. Learn more about all of this at pointpark.edu. I'm not looking at this as if, yay, the team really showed us how tough and resilient they are and moral victory or anything like that. Every other team in the AFC North won. The Steelers needed to win too. And there were ways that they could have won, not just there at the end. They could have been better in some facets, but I am backing off. I am backing way off out of respect for what the great number 97 did on defense. You understand that this one man has been left to be a one-man defensive line all season long. Tyson Alualu went down early. Stephon Tuitt's been nowhere to be found. It's just been him. And now, on top of all that, you take out every other star or former star on that defense. TJ Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden, gone. All of them, just like that. And then you factor in that Bush, have I mentioned this already, stinks. That Terrell Edmonds didn't play a very good game. He also is a first-round pick. Joe Schobert. I'll veer way off course here if I start talking about the inside linebackers. Either of them. But there's 97 with double teams, triple teams at times. Triple. Getting through, getting after the quarterback, defending passes, taking him down, causing the interception there at the end. This is a player who I often describe as being underappreciated in Pittsburgh. He's now officially underappreciated everywhere, because this is one of the very best players in football, and this is one of the very best defensive linemen this franchise has ever employed. And for him to go out on that field and to do what he did, and almost single-handedly, with nothing around him, wreck that team while they were still able to put forth 533 yards of offense against them, I'm not going to pile on. I'm not going to do that. I saw enough from this group to make me feel pretty lousy for having buried them after the tie with the Lions. That's what I will say. Because if they can persist in a setting like that, they're going to persist in this season within this mediocre division, within this mediocre conference, and they're going to stay in this. They're going to find a way. And I believe that in large part because very clearly Cam Hayward believes it. When we come back, just one question.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question, and that's brought to you always on this program by the personal injury law firm Luxembourg, Garvin, Kelly, and George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp and medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG have been designated super lawyers, capital S, capital L, for the past 15 years. And yes, that is a real thing. The super lawyer designation is reserved for the top 5% of all attorneys in Pennsylvania. Learn more about them at lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. And our J1Q comes from Frank, and it's pretty frank, as a matter of fact. What the hell was that last play? Well, Frank, we always remember the last bad thing that we saw in a loss, and that was the last bad thing that we saw. It was supposed to be, clearly, a hook and ladder. Ray Ray was coming up behind James Washington. It didn't connect. It was a 4th and 29. Wait, no, there was an additional penalty, if memory serves. Yeah, so it became a 4th and 32. It wasn't going to happen. It's not at all relevant to the Steelers losing the game. I mean, I guess it's somewhat relevant, but I can't state this strongly enough. Attempting to pick apart individual components, with one exception, for criticism is going to miss the point. The one exception is the obvious, and that's the big play that Norwood and Sutton and everybody else got beat on. That's your classic case right there for standard is the standard. All the players are supposed to know what to do in every situation. That's why they're all in the classroom settings together. That's why they're all studying the same playbook, getting the same instruction, getting the same reinforcements. What they don't get are the same reps. And as a result, what they can't develop are the same instincts. If Minkah Fitzpatrick is on the field, there's an excellent chance that doesn't happen. That's not to say that Minkah is some football god or anything. Minkah might have been able to sniff out what was happening even before anything had developed and say, hey, you do this or you do that in this event. That's part of what a safety does. It's part of what Minkah does and does pretty well. It's not just a matter of who would have been back on coverage. That's the one thing that I can look at from this game and say, all right, well, here's the one big turning point. The Steelers had a lead. They had gotten stops. They had forced turnovers. It was not unthinkable that they could have gotten one more, and they didn't. That's the main thing. But still in all, if you're looking at everything that occurred and who all these people were on the field in the fourth quarter, they're people that you wouldn't have known if you were watching the fourth quarter of a preseason game, the Carolina game. That's who some of these guys were. And the Chargers and Herbert specifically did what they should have against them. They should have put up those kinds of numbers. What shouldn't have happened from the Los Angeles perspective is the other team having had any prayer to win that game. But the other team did have that. The other team busted its rear end to make sure that it did. And if you want to, you know, go ahead and slam your forehead against a cement wall over this all day, I couldn't or wouldn't stop you. But I do feel, at the risk of repeating from the opening segment here, that it's worth appreciating what Cam did. It's worth appreciating what Najee Harris did before he was the victim of a grisly cheap shot. How does that not get a flag? How does everybody miss that? And then don't forget about the 39-year-old Canton-bound franchise quarterback who didn't practice at all week, looked a little bit rusty in the early going, and then ended up being his very best self in the second half once he got going. I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Like I said, I'm going to retract my stuff from the Lions game. I don't believe this team is heading toward any kind of Super Bowl or anything like that. I haven't been lobotomized. But I see a drive here among this team's most important players to make something out of 2021. And I look across this division and watch the Browns barely beat the Lions. I watched the Ravens need unbelievable luck at the end to squeak one out against the Bears. I see the Bills, who were supposed to be, you know, the AFC or the AFC's next big thing, and they got stomped again. Even the Chiefs, I mean, they won and everything, but they don't look the same. They don't look the same. This football team, the Steelers, are behaving as if they don't care about that. They don't care what the rest of the division and the conference looks like. They think they can be in it. There's no way you put out like that if you don't believe that all the way deep down. They think they can be in it. So when Minka and TJ Watt and Joe Hayden and everybody else maybe eventually someday comes back. They can have a defense that isn't a complete train wreck like this. And they can not give up 533 yards. And they can make Cam's effort one that comes as part of a victory as opposed to this. It's a strange season, huh? Like, really strange. Hard to make anything of it. But I know this much. I'm not making that into a negative. I'm just not doing it. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We'll do another one of these tomorrow. And no, I'm not going to change my mind about this.